Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Dear friends, I want to once again welcome us to today's program, A Day with Mary. And I want to start by saying something on your behalf, and that is to say that I want to presume and say your mind, at least for the first time, that all of us, we love our mothers. Am I saying the right thing?
Yes.
Good. And Jesus also loves his own mother. Dear friends, it is also not wrong to say that Jesus loves his mother in a very unique way. If we love our mothers that we did not choose, then how much do we think Jesus loves his mother whom he chose? You remember Jesus was there in the beginning, as the Gospel of St. John told us? So from eternity, Jesus prepared and chose Mary to be his mother, of which no other before or after can be better than Our Lady. We do not have this opportunity of choosing our biological mothers, but today, in this year, at this moment and at this time, Jesus is offering you and I the opportunity once again to make Our Lady our mother and my mother. In this reflection, dear friends, we shall consider the year in which we are in, 2013. We shall consider the number 13 and what reference, of what importance, of what significance is the number 13 in the history of Our Lady's apparitions the world over. Naturally, the number 13 is the number after 12 and before 14. There are so many theories relating to the fear of the 13th day, as is evident in Friday the 13th, which is usually taken as a Black Friday. Tuesday the 13th is also regarded as a frightful day among some countries. The fear of the number 13 may also be associated with the understanding that the number 12 is regarded as a number of completeness. This is evident in the 12 hours of the clock, the 12 months of the year, the 12 tribes of Israel, and the 12 apostles of Jesus, to mention but a few. This fearful understanding of the number 13 has been given a new and profound understanding since the apparitions of Our Lady in Fatima on Sunday, the 13th of May, 1917. It was on that day that Our Lady appeared for the first time to the then little shepherds, Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia. Our Lady appeared more brilliant like the sun and said to them, "Do not be afraid, I will do you no harm." "Where do you come from?" Lucia asked. "I am from heaven," answered Our Lady. "What do you want of me?" "I have come to ask you to come here 6 months in succession on the 13th day," and this is 2013, "at the same hour, 6 times in succession." And Our Lady added, "I will tell you who I am and what I want, and afterwards I will return here for the 7th time, all on the 13th day of the month," and this is 2013. From the moment Our Lady gave this message, the meaning of the 13th day was transformed and become a blessed day, a grace-filled day. In Our Lady, God shows his motherly face to the world. So we shall not be afraid in 2013. Amen. 13th day signifies a day a mother visits her children in love. 13th day signifies the day Our Lady's love was set in motion to restore the dignity of parenthood. 13th day resonates the day God gave to the world an extra channel of grace. 13th day reflects God's endearing call to his scattered children all over the world. The promise of visitation of Our Lady on the 13th day of May, of June, of July, August, September, and October in 1917 was for love for the whole world. Jesus, having instituted his church on the 12 apostles, applied the 13th day visit as an extra effort to add to the already complete and profound foundation on the gospel message. 13th day visit is an extra effort, God going extra mile through Our Lady to bring back all his scattered children, the whole world. Our Lady, in keeping with her maternal responsibilities, still comes from heaven to earth to seek her children. One would have thought that Our Lady would have relaxed in heaven to enjoy the glory God bestowed on her, having gone through the seven sorrows. She has to be everywhere, and because of this, Our Lady has so many names, because of her different apparitions. Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico in 1531, Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal in Paris, 1830, Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Rome, 1853, Our Lady of the Holy Rosary because of the Christians' defeat at the Turkish army in Lepanto in 1571, Our Lady of Knock, and many others. The significance of Our Lady's visit is therefore to play her role as our spiritual mother. This significance of spiritual motherhood needs to be emphasized at this moment in history, when there is to some extent a shift from motherhood to mothercraft, from parenthood to parentcraft, from leadership to leadercraft. A true mother looks for the child, spends time with the child, and cares for the child. A true husband, a true wife, a true child should always run towards one another in all circumstances. Our Lady's visit is for all, good or bad, to encourage the good and bring back the stray. As such, the 13th day visit gives the 13th day message. The 13th day message becomes a message based on the Gospels, but presented in a motherly voice. And this voice, dear friends, should never be ignored, especially in this 13th year after the year 2000. The 13th day visit is a visit of a mother full of grace. As the word of God said in Luke chapter 1, verse number 28, that Our Lady, the angel, said to her, Hail Mary, full of grace, ke caritomene, fullness of grace, overflowing graciousness. We have to respond in this year of grace to the Mother of Grace. Here are some of Our Lady's messages on the 13th day, and also the 13th visit, which has come to mean a visit of a mother to her children. Our Lady gives us this as a summary. This is a summary of Our Lady's messages in Fatima. It says, Jesus is deeply offended when immoral dressing becomes the ideal in our society. And that should be a concern as a mother, as a father. That is the 13th message, the 13th day message. Our Lady said that more people are entering into hell as a result of sexual immorality of all times. Our Lady is hurt, and Jesus is hurt, when marriage vows are easily discarded and divorce becomes the order of the day. Many souls are going to hell because no one to make sacrifices for them. Our Lady therefore requests that you and I, especially in this year of grace, that you make sacrifices to avert the impending danger for such souls. Our Lady requests that we say our daily rosary to obtain peace in our hearts, peace in our country, and peace in our world. Our Lady reveals that it is God's desire to establish devotion to her Immaculate Heart in our world, in order to save the world and restore peace. Our Lady promises grace needed for salvation at the altar to those who observe First Saturday devotion with the intention of making reparation for Immaculate Hearts. 5 consecutive Saturdays in honor of Our Lady, going to confession, receiving Holy Communion, saying 5 decades of the Rosary, while meditating on the mysteries, and then keeping company for 15 minutes with Our Lady. Our Lady, dear friends, calls for individual conversion and amendment of life. This is the year 2013, the year of extra grace. Shall we say yes or no to Our Lady? One of the ways of responding to this call by Our Lady is to maintain a clear and good picture before God. Archbishop Fulton Sheen maintains that God has only one picture of everything in the world except humanity. God has one picture of a particular table, one picture of a particular tree, one picture of a particular candle, take for instance, but God has 2 pictures of each of us. The picture of what God wants us to be and the picture of what actually we are at the present moment. Our Lady is the only human being that has only one picture before God. Because from conception, Our Lady has no sin. Throughout her life, Our Lady did not commit any sin. So what God wants Our Lady to be and what Our Lady is truly is the same thing. So in Our Lady is only one picture before God. But you and I, we have 2 pictures before God. The picture of what God wants us to be and the picture of what we ought to be and what we are. So what are we going to do in this year of grace to close the gap? You remember the noise or the information we get when we are at the train station? Mind the gap. And unless we are mind the gap, we are going to hurt ourselves. Friends, Our Lady is claiming the whole world for her Son, Jesus Christ. Countries and nations of the world should also respond to her love and call. I want to bring you back to the European flag. Have you seen it before? Do you remember the design of this flag? According to history, the flag was designed by Arsène Hayes and Paul Levy for the 15 countries of the Council of Europe in 1953. It was later adopted by the European Union on 8 December 1955. 8 December, Immaculate Conception. This flag is blue in color, blue, the color of Our Lady, and has 12 stars, even when the original countries were 15. So why 12? You remember in Revelation chapter 12, verse number 1, the Word of God says, a great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and her head a crown of 12 stars. Without knowing it, the whole of Europe adopted Our Lady to be our mother and our queen. Dear friends, let Europe and all countries of the world live more as if God exists. Let all leaders of the different countries of the world respond in love to Our Lady's call. The mother has come in search of her children. She will never give up. She never gives up, for she is committed in performing her role as our spiritual mother. Remember, she went in search of Jesus when Jesus stayed back in Jerusalem. Mother Mary is waiting for us. Let us go back to our mother. All parents, children, and leaders of the world should be challenged by Our Lady's dedication to perform her role as our spiritual mother. In the family, let everybody run towards their own to bring back the wife, the husband, the children together. Let us be open to family reconciliation and peace. Some parents are so much afraid to carry out their duties towards their children. Some have abandoned their duty posts as parents, husbands, or wives. Our Lady visits all, good or bad, and never gets tired of coming to visit her children and speak to us. Are you tired of your family and her members, do not be tired. Let Our Lady teach you how to bring back the lost and encourage those making good efforts. Dear parents, if children are left to be on their own, they will become adults as children and grow up childish. Our Lady comes from heaven to perform her maternal duty. Are we not bound to go back to our duties in our families? Our duties towards one another. Our children are picking up something now they will later give back to the parents and to the society. What are we giving to them, and what are we expecting from them? Listen to this didactic story. Some children, we are told in school, to draw two pictures, one of their happiest moments and the other of their saddest moments. Some painted the pictures of their birthdays, sports days, as their best moments, and pictures of their granddad's burial or their punctured bicycle tires as their sad days. One painted a picture of a man and a woman pointing at each other. And when this child was asked, "Who are these?" he said, "These are my parents. They always fight and disagree openly." And the other picture of her happiest moments, she painted a picture of a child sleeping on the bed. "And who is this?" "I am the one. I am sleeping, and that is my happiest moments. And that is the only time I don't know and I don't see my parents fighting." What would Our Lady say to such a family? Peace. Dear friends, God has spent what cannot be quantified in preparing for any of Our Lady's visit and apparition. One would think that if one has traveled from heaven to earth, she deserves our attention as well as our positive response. Have you ever reflected on why Our Lady, in some of her apparitions, requested for a church or a chapel to be built? Humanity is scattered in the wilderness and valley of sin and destruction. She wants us to come back home into the church, to listen to the word of her Son, receive the sacraments, go to confession, and in a word, do whatever Jesus tells us. Her visits are ultimately for God's glory. There could be no better year to respond positively to Our Lady than this year, 2013, a year of extra grace. Jesus has offered us his mother to be our mother. Are you joining the winning team? Supposing Our Lady is to appear among us right now and gives us this message, what are you going to do? Listen to the message. "Dear children, I'm with you and I'm not giving up. I desire to have you come to know my Son. I desire for my children to be with me in eternal life. I desire for you to feel the joy of peace and to have eternal salvation. I'm praying that you may overcome human weaknesses. I'm imploring my Son, Jesus, to give you pure hearts. My dear children, only pure hearts know how to carry a cross and know how to sacrifice for all those sinners who have offended the Heavenly Father and who even today offend him, although they have not come to know him. I'm praying that you may come to know the light of truth and come from prayer. It is then that all those who near you will feel the love of my Son. Pray for those whom my Son has chosen to lead you on the way to salvation. May your mouth refrain from every judgment." If Our Lady, we are to draw your own picture, your own happiest moment, and your own saddest, what picture will she draw? How are we going to respond? The only thing that comes to my mind at this moment is what? Just to say yes to Our Lady.
Dear friends, it is time to go home.